This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Janis Oakland released his first single, Beat of My Heart, online back in 2008. Fast forward 2013, he's just released his seventh single, When the Music Dies. Joining me on the line all the way from Sweden in his first Australian radio interview, Mr. Janis Oakland, how are you going?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Let's rewind back a little bit, Jonas. Tell us about you growing up in Sweden. Did you discover your love of music at school?
I really can't say the exact moment where it all began. You know, I've always been interested in music for as long as I can remember. Not only listening to it, but also somehow deconstructing the songs, lyrics and composition. And, I've always loved singing, so there came a moment when I figured I can do this also. So I started writing songs, lyrics, and melodies as a teenager and starting to dream about what it would be like doing this professionally. And I want to add also that I have never studied music, so everything I know, I have taught myself.
Fantastic. Now, it's quite ironic because we're talking to you from Melbourne today, and one of our famous exports, a certain pop princess, was the very first CD that you ever bought, wasn't it?
The Kylie Minogue one.
Exactly right. What was your first CD that you got?
It was Rhythm of Love with Kylie Minogue, actually. And I think that she has been one of my early influences. So there's a lot of stock Atik and Waterman in my music. And I think that, you know, Swedish pop music, there's a lot of pop here with a lot of strong melodies. And I think that both also Roxette and Ace of Base back in the 90s have been major influences for me. So I think that you can hear a lot of that in my music.
As an openly gay independent artist, you write all the songs yourself. You have hand in the production. You promote everything yourself as well. You don't have a team around you. Take us through the process of what goes through each single release.
As you said, as an independent artist, you do everything by yourself, from writing and recording music to, I don't know, setting up photo shoots, setting up a distribution for the single, managing websites, social media accounts, booking gigs, and, you know, doing all the marketing once I release the track and so on. So I spend a lot of time in front of my computer, as much of what I do has been made possible by the internet, of course. So I can have the music distributed worldwide very easily, and I can get in touch with people like you, who I might have never talked to if it wasn't for the internet. So yeah, I think it's been a revolution for the music industry, as it allows people like me, who's unsigned, to get my music out there, building an audience without a record label and marketing team behind me. So yeah, it's hard work, but I love every single part of it. You must love it, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it. Who's that boy on the dance floor? Gotta know, how can I make you mine? Who's that boy on the dance floor? Can't let go, I'm going out of my mind.
Janis, let's talk about your new single, When the Music Dies. Now, it's a great pop dance track. Who produced the track, and what was the inspiration behind it?
The song was produced by my production team. They're called Flow Music. It's a duo, two guys here in Sweden. They are up and coming. They haven't had their breakthrough yet, but I think that they're really talented, so it's going to come very soon, I think. Well, the inspiration for the song, usually I try to have my lyrics working on different levels. First on a level that doesn't need so much analysis, and then maybe on a level where everything is turned around when you start thinking about it. So if you take When the Music Dies as an example, the first impression might be that the lyrics are about you out in the club. You meet someone special and you maybe hook up and you get so attached that you want to keep on dancing and you never want the party to end, right?
Exactly.
But if you turn it all around and start reading between the lines, the song could maybe also be about a relationship that is about to end, and you don't want to accept it, so you just want to keep on pretending that everything is like it was, and suddenly it all becomes quite sad instead.
Does your inspiration come from more personal experience, or is it experiences around you?
I think it's both. I think you have to write a good lyrics. I think you need to have some personal experience behind it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be you experience it yourself. Maybe someone around you who's gone through something difficult or something. Yeah, it doesn't always have to be something difficult. It can be something great also. So, yeah, it has to have a personal touch. Don't you ever tell me to stop, never tell me to stop, never tell me. Don't you ever tell me to stop, never tell me to stop, never tell me. Don't you ever. When the music dies, we're still there, you and I. Don't you ever tell me to stop, never tell me. Hey, this is Jonas Oakley, proud to be heard on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You release your music on iTunes worldwide. You're on Facebook and Twitter. How important has social media been in your musical journey?
It's been crucial. It's been really, really important, actually. It has brought me closer to the people who like the music that I put out. And yeah, it might sound like a cliche, but it's been real. This is what makes it rewarding as well to give, and it gives me more energy to keep doing what I do.
Jonas, at the start of 2013, what's on your to-do list this year?
Well, shortly I will have my EP coming out, containing my latest three singles and a new song called What Happens on the Dance Floor Stays on the Dance Floor, and that's also the name of the EP. And also, of course, I would love to record a new music video, but it takes a lot of commitments, not only from me, but also from a lot of people I need involved in the production. So that is something I have in the pipeline, but I can't say if it's going to happen, but hopefully it will. And more on a long term, well, of course, I would love to be signed to a label as it opens up a lot of doors. When it comes to networking and maybe marketing of the music, I think it's difficult today to just send over a demo to a label. I think that you first need to make a name of yourself, prove yourself, and that there actually is an audience for your music. And I guess that's what I'm doing right now. And with a strong enough track record, I think that the chances to get signed are much better.
Jonas, it's Australia Day here in Australia tomorrow. We do celebrate all things Aussie. Now, I'm going to play a little game with you to see how much All right. you know about Australia, okay?
Wow.
Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here we go. Which Australian city hosts the world-famous Mardi Gras?
Sydney.
Correct. Which TV soap is set in Ramsay Street?
Wow, I have no idea.
Kylie Minogue got her start on the show.
Neighbours.
Correct.
Ooh.
Darren Hayes was a member of which Australian duo?
Savage Garden.
Correct. Next question. What is Vegemite?
What is...
Vegemite.
I don't know.
Well, Vegemite is, it's like a spread you put on bread and toast. It's quite famous here in Australia. We'll have to send you a jar.
Wow, you learn something new every day, right?
You do. And the final question, Jonas, who is Kylie Minogue's younger sister?
That's Danny.
Correct. You are an Aussie Yay. Through and through, Jonas. You did really, really well.
Thank you.
Now, finally, Jonas, we have to say there's so many gay festivals here around Australia, including Midsummer in Melbourne, which is happening at the moment. Have you ever been down under, and would you ever like to come to Australia?
I've never been there, no, but I'd love to come over there. I have a lot of friends who have been over, and they just love it. They've been backpacking and then, you know, working down under and so on. So I think I will be coming over as soon as I can. It's a long trip, but I think it's worth it, yeah.
Now, the new single from Jonas Oakland, When the Music Dies, is currently on iTunes right now. Support Jonas and download a copy. Make sure you check out his previous singles as well. Thanks so much for joining us on the Friday Morning Show this morning, Jonas.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. And best of luck for the single and your plans for this year, okay?
Thank you.
A call and a call just to make things right. Have I lost the fight? Where were you last night? A beg and a cry, I keep asking why. Where were you last night? Where were you last night?
Hey, this is Jonas Oakland. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.